Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of March, recording at 8:59 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, a little more softening in stock markets, a bit of fatigue, I suggest. And among the Asian stock markets, well, they were mostly down in here today. Exceptions were Taiwan and South Korea. Also, the Indonesian market was a little higher, as was Thailand. But the bigger moves were to the downside, and that included Hong Kong and the China A-share market. And it also included India, down just over 1% as well. And New Zealand, which had been such a relative strength standout, but that was down 0.86% here today. Now, the European stock markets were mostly lower as well, and the Italian market probably had the biggest decline here, down 1 point. Undoubtedly, had the biggest decline in Europe, down 1.74%. You know, the declines were modest, but the banks index, that's SX70, Bloomberg Code, that's underperforming the European stocks 50, which is a little bit of a worry because we regard banks as a lead indicator at Fuller Money. Now, in the Americas, now Wall Street was down early on, but bravura performance here, because the indices all closed a little bit higher, and but we're talking tiny percentages here, less than a tenth of a percent for the most on average. Whereas Canada down 1%. Today, Mexico, which had been a standout until we got into February in terms of relative strength overall, but this is still in retreat and down 1.56%. So it's been soft since beginning of February. And Brazil, which had a couple of big upward dynamics, I think last week, was it? But no follow-through after that, and it's down 1.4 here today. So, again, a little bit of vertigo for some of these stock markets. Wall Street, while impressive, is testing the higher side of its range overall. But if we weigh it all up, as I've said before, the stock market action so far, since we've been talking about this corrective or consolidation phase, it's consistent with what we see in bull markets overall, but the weak notes are showing up and are led by Europe for the most part. And that's not surprising when you consider the trauma that those European markets have been through in recent years. But we haven't seen anything like the across the boards bungee jumping in stock markets that has been so typical of downturns over the last few years. Hopefully we won't see that. Justification for that hope, I think confidence has improved overall, even in Europe. And also, of course, we've got this very powerful monetary tailwind overall. That said, China's performance is a little bit soft in here, mainland China's performance, but also the Hang Seng Index. This great political handover confab meeting ends on the 17th of this month, so I would be a little wary of saying too much, let alone something pessimistic here in the short term. And the mainland China indices are both above their 200-day moving averages here right now. But we need something to resolve the uncertainty over how do you curb property speculation and how do you curb the air pollution problem while also reinvigorating the economy. We'll see what they have to say. I'm sure it'll be interesting. Now, long-dated government bonds, a somewhat mixed picture, but really the only bonds that are in form, I have to say, would be the Japanese government bonds. I'm talking about government bonds now, of course, because those have rallied to new highs in futures prices, so the lows, the yields rather, are right back on their lows. But the U.S. Treasury bonds look firm overall in terms of yields. Gilts reasonably steady as well. My view remains that this is the end of a lengthy bull market cycle, but it's also likely to be a lengthy topping out process for the on prices or bottoming out process for the bond yields. That's often the case, and that's what we're seeing with all of this QE going on overall. Now, in commodities have been a soft area here for a number of months, which has helped to keep inflationary pressures down. There's a lot of interest in what gold's doing down at this level. In other words, is it going to build strong support at the lower side of the range in U.S. dollars, I should add. But that hasn't been proven yet. But there are big short positions in the market, and gold is holding in this mid-1,500 to $1,600 range. Spot gold is currently at $1,587.75 in U.S. dollars. But my own view on this is that while we have seen some stale bull liquidation, largely from some of the U.S. funds, which were very long gold, and some remain so, such as the John Paulson Fund, which I mentioned yesterday. But my overall view is that gold is hard money. It's hardly anything revolutionary or new about that. Gold's always been hard money. But the price definitely fluctuates. If I'd had my wits about me, I would have had long gold positions against the Japanese yen. Have a look at that in the chart library. Or against some of these other currencies that have been relatively soft recently. Sterling is one of them. The Mexican peso is another one. Whereas U.S. dollar is the in-form currency here right now. And that often coincides, incidentally, with sort of corrective phases in global stock markets. And that ties in. And relative strength standouts in commodity markets? Well, there aren't that many, but lumber is certainly one of them, and that remains in overall form. In currencies, I mentioned the strength of the dollar is a main feature in the weakness of the Japanese yen. The yen had a little bit of a rally yesterday and earlier today, but is soft in here again. Against the dollar, it's at 96.14. And not far from its lows, and I would expect the yen to weaken in coming weeks and months. And if so, that will ensure that Japan, among bigger stock markets, remains one of the top performers here overall. And the U.S. Currently is still a positive influence here for global stock markets overall, but it is overextended in the short term, as I said in the beginning. And on that note, All the best to all of you.